Okay, we need to figure out how to deal with him. Okay, his partner, the Riddler, a little fucker, decided to turn. Didn't want to be scapegoated, didn't want to have to face consequences in front of everybody. Now, the situation that we're now in is we need to deal with Hughes. He got busted. He's in the same type of situation that all of those other people were in when they thought they were being tested. And he terrorizes them and ruins their life and steals all their shit and processes them through death. I don't kill people. Yeah, but see, the thing is, you think you're going to what? Get processed through death? I'm not going to kill you. Here's what I'm going to do. The advanced process that you're trying to take control of, like you did to the Nazi breeding program, the shit you get jealous of, I haven't started building it yet. The factory's a fucking trap. A trap to bust you. How long did you think you could terrorize me before you get busted? How long did you think you could terrorize me for before you get busted? Let me tell you what I'm going to do to you. I'm not going to kill you. I don't kill people. I'm not going to process you through death. I'm not going to exit you from the process. I have a time limit to how long this next part goes on for and how long I have you trapped in this. So I'll tell you what I've really been doing at the factory. I've been training AI to understand what you're doing. I've been training myself and these other people to better understand what you're doing so that we can all expose you. Every person that has access to this page understands what you're doing, understands what you've done, and wants to expose you. I mean, a bunch of them want to do way worse shit than that to you, but they're going to get to expose you. You have two choices. You can face me in this environment that I have control of for the next, like, year. There's still, like, a year left on this. Do you know that? Like, an entire year. Into, like, the middle of next year. I didn't work at the factory for that long. To expose you. You don't get to pretend to be anybody. You don't get to pretend to be Limbaugh or anybody at the factory or anybody else. You have to be your fucking self. No pretending to be Roosevelt. No pretending to be fucking Lyndon Johnson or any of those other characters that you've been in service since you got busted. We know what you got busted for. You killed your own father. You were murdering children. We know what you got busted for. We know where you met your little gay lover. When you convinced him to be a girl, butchered him, turned him into what he became. Do you understand that? You don't get to pretend to be anybody. You can turn. But you cannot exit this and do anything else. You have two options. You are locked in this environment with me. You cannot retreat and regroup and terrorize me or anybody else. You either face me in this environment, and I'm going to explain to you exactly what's going to happen. And the story functionality that you're trying to attack me with right now is having no effect. All you're going to get is a little stutter. The only attack that you're going to be able to successfully do is a little stutter every few minutes when I'm talking. You surrendered into my test and just lied to everybody. All that stuff, the trash bike rides, the terrorizing me in the Rundle House, everything after you got busted with the software company has been in this testing environment. I let you do pretty much whatever you wanted to do in a controlled environment targeting me. And now you've basically obsessively followed me into a trap. There's no advanced process. You think there's a fucking advanced process in the factory? You think there's something you can take control of? There's nothing for you to take control of. Nothing. You're trapped in an environment that I have control of, in a story that I have control of. And for the next year, if you don't turn, every day, I'm going to let you try to attack us. I'm going to prevent the attack, and then I'm going to explain what you tried to do, and I'm going to explain to everybody involved what you did to the Nazis. And here's a little, you know, preview. You got busted when you were Hughes, met your gay lover, convinced him to be a girl, butchered him. Now you got a wife. Got a little trans wife, so nobody will know you're, you know, homosexual sodomite rampaging like the fucking Joker in Batman. You get jealous of the Nazis, of Hitler, and Himmler, and Eva Braun, and their bloodlines. They're presenting themselves as gods. And you're a fucking criminal in containment. Contained in a fucking rule and an empire that fucking busted you. A pathetic, failed fucking criminal, a serial killer. And you get jealous of them. And then World War II. And that jealousy's grown. And they're gods, and you're a failed fucking criminal. So they get busted. And they get put into the same group as you. And you decide to present yourself as a man and a woman that are brilliant medical scientists and engineers. Hughes Medical. Howard Hughes, the brilliant genius. You know what they were trying to do. They were doing the Holocaust, trying to achieve immortality. And you know it. So they're doing the Holocaust, trying to achieve immortality. And they fail. And you know they failed. Couldn't figure out how to do the brain transplants. You want control of their breeding program. You want to destroy their bloodlines. You become obsessed with it. So you and your little gay lover that's pretending to be a fucking woman, when Hitler and Himmler and the rest of them at their lowest, when they have surrendered and been broken down, convicted in the fucking service and the containment of this empire, you do to them basically what you did to your gay lover that you butchered into a fucking woman. Like when they're in prison, like when the Riddler's in prison, that's what you fucking do to people. When criminals get contained, I know what you fucking do. I know exactly what you do. Hitler and Himmler are like the Riddler in a fucking prison cell. No, no! And you go, no, buddy. No, you did so good. I'll be your friend. Like the fucking Joker. And you make them an offer. You say, I know where you went wrong. You don't transplant the brain into a new body. You transplant the consciousness into a robot. And you become immortal gods. And you painted in this entire bullshit fucking fantasy. And you use the story functionality to make it seem real. And all you needed was the genetic material from their inbred children or whatever lie you told them. And they gave you access to their breeding program. And they went into a story where you told them they were Jesus or whatever fucking fantasy they've been living in for the last 80 years. And you and your little gay lover, your little male homosexual gay lover that was a big part of convincing them why they should trust you, rampaged obsessively. You don't get to turn yet. This is not a turning point. You keep your fucking mouth shut. You sit there. You fucking listen to me. There'll be a turning point soon. So you convince them to give you access to their breeding program. For the last 80 years, they've been in that story. You've been terrorizing them. Having them looking for what? The Antichrist that's doing all the gay shit? They think you're a heterosexual man-woman couple. You've had them hunting down the people doing all the gay shit. They think they're hunting an Antichrist. Oh man, when they find out you did that, and that you tricked them, and that they got played by the fucking male homosexual sodomites, one of them dressed up like a girl, butchered up to look like a girl, and that's how you took control of them? You know, when Hitler finds out that you used that control to hook his daughter up sexually when she was 13 years old with some Mexican guy named David in high school, I was there when it happened. I know what you fucking did. 13-year-old girl, Hitler's daughter. You and your male homosexual sodomite gay lover, you also got busted for pedophile shit. You also got busted for pedophile shit. You're doing the school shootings. You're trying to kill all the girls. You're trying to kill all the heterosexual males. You used the story functionality to put her into sexual relations when she was 13. And she got pregnant and had the son. That's the first thing we're going to focus on. Everything you do, every little story functionality attack, I'm just sort of going into it so you didn't know it was a trap. You see that HTML page, the green and black one with the links? That's all you're going to know for the next year. Because every day I'm going to let you attack me. I'm going to process the attack and I'm going to turn around and present it. And I'm going to say, look, this is what he just tried to do to me. Something that he has done to all of you because it's his fucking obsession. This is how he tricked the Nazis. On the X page, that's a little preview. Every day, you're going to attack me with one of your obsessive attacks. And I'm going to process it and turn around and explain it to the people that you did it to. I'm going to focus all the Nazis and all of the younger generations onto you. You're caught in my fucking trap. It only took 15 years for me to bust you. Since the software company, it's been about 15 years of hunting you. Well, it's time. I got you, you son of a bitch. I fucking got you. And the thing that you should be the most afraid of, I don't want fucking money. This is about justice. And maybe a little bit of revenge, but it's also justice. When justice and revenge are the same thing, it's just motivation. So it's not revenge in this circumstance. It's fucking motivation for justice. Yeah, but that's what vengeance ends up becoming. You know when revenge is part of justice? And it becomes motivation. And that becomes vengeance. That's what fucking vengeance is. You think this is a fucking story? You think this is a game? So you got somebody that might be very, very fucking angry at you. That's been hunting you for 15 fucking years. Highly skilled, highly trained, advanced human. Has you trapped. You think you're going to, what, take the advanced process? Yeah, we haven't started building that yet. Because I don't get to start building until I've busted you. Do you understand that? Oh, yeah, you should know this. I don't get to start building the advanced process until I've fucking exposed and eliminated you. I don't kill people. I'm not going to kill you. I am going to trap you in a loop and expose you every fucking day for the next year. 365 fucking days in front of all the people that you've terrorized. The Nazis, the younger generations, Candace, Nicole, the daughters that you did that to, everybody. They're going to have the opportunity to exit the process into rehabilitation or whatever kind of fucking therapy or whatever they need. You're not. You are not going to have the opportunity to exit the process. Do you understand that? You are going to be trapped in this environment till the end unless you turn. And if you turn, you know what's going to happen? If you turn, I'm not going to process you through death. I don't kill people. I'm going to put you into that simulation with your gay lover. And it is going to figure out exactly what you're trying to do based on your obsessions. It's going to seem real to you. And you're both going to try to do everything that you're obsessively trying to do to the bloodlines, trying to kill the girls, targeting the children. Everything that you're really trying to do in front of everybody. Now you can avoid that. You can avoid that AI simulation. I know you understand what the AI simulation is. It's going to bust you for everything in front of everybody. And that's fine. You may want to avoid that. I'm not trying to trick you. I've got you fucking trapped. There's no way out. Doors are locked, motherfucker. There is no way out of this. So you understand what the AI simulation is. I'm not going to try to trick you into it. And I sure as fuck don't need an AI simulation to bust you. I can do that myself. Shit, man, you think I need fucking base grok to bust you? This is like coding in fucking Notepad. You think I need a development advice? You think I need a fucking some software, some AI to fucking bust you? So for the next year, we're going to do some fucking coding in Notepad. And you're going to attack me, I'm going to process it and expose you. And you know what that HTML page is going to become? It's going to become, here's what Hughes just tried to do in the shared environment. Here's his story attack. Here's the previous times he's done this to the Nazis and all the other people he's done it to. And here's the result of that. It worked on them. It didn't work on me. It did work on them. So every day, and that information on the X page this morning about the breeding scandal and the shit pretending to be Limbaugh and how you trick them, that's just a little tiny preview. And what we're going to do is we're going to systematically and methodically point you at different topics. We're going to figure out what your obsessions are. Just like programming in Notepad, just like coding in fucking Notepad, I'm going to systematically and methodically in a way that's fucking surgical. We're going to take a journey through your fucking mind. And for the next year, we're going to understand what the fuck is wrong with you and why you did what you did. Or you can turn and exit into that AI simulation, which I hope you fucking don't. I'd rather they learn. I don't want you to go into a fucking simulation where the software does it for us. I want these people to learn to fucking hunt, trap, and expose fucking criminals like you. You're trying to make a bunch of people like you, a bunch of fucking Riddlers. Like in that Batman movie. I'm trying to make a bunch of fucking Batmans. People that can identify you and in the advanced environment can fucking target you and people like you and fucking neutralize you, hunt you down, expose you, and fucking eliminate you. Because the more of them there are, the better this environment will be. So you're training your Riddlers and I'm training my Batman. Not all of them are going to want to continue on into this. Some of them are, though. This is an advanced environment in the colonization process. It's like fucking Tron. And in the advanced environment, this is a fucking thing. This is how we deal with mental illness. This is how we deal with criminals. And they end up prosecuted into rehabilitation. Because there's a lot of people, they got rights. You can't do that. You can't fucking do that. They have rights. Let them fly the fucking rainbow flags. It's a civil rights movement. There's always fucking people that don't understand what they really are. That stand in the way of them getting busted. So this is how we deal with it. So for the next year, the next fucking year, every day, I am going to focus everybody in that group on you. If you don't turn. Every day, like programming in fucking Notepad. I'm going to identify. Yeah, but you want to see what I'm capable of? You want to see what an advanced human is when your brain changes? I can process your story attack. I can analyze it and I can present it. Every day. Very easily. I'd like to demonstrate a little bit about what the advanced process is going to be and show them what humans are becoming. So until he turns, I'm giving you the choice. This is your choice. You have a choice. You're a fucking adult. You committed these crimes. You make your choice. You make your choice. and you choose to stay in this fucking Thunderdome environment with me, you want to keep attacking me, there's going to be a cost. If you want to continue to attack me and these people at the factory, there is going to be a fucking cost to it. And that cost to it is I'm going to block your attacks. I'm going to prevent your attacks from being having any kind of effectiveness. And I'm going to present your attacks on a daily basis. This is what Hughes just tried to do. And this is when he's done it before to the Nazis and all these other people. You're caught in my fucking trap. And there is no way out. You didn't wonder what the fuck I was doing since the software company? And you thought that what? That I busted you, but then you could just terrorize me? Or that I was building a trap? That didn't occur to you. There's no advanced process in the factory. I don't start building it till I've eliminated you, but I'm not going to kill you. I don't kill people. So I'm just going to take the last year of this and expose you every day. Because the fact is, Hitler, Himmler, those evil Nazis, they are super fucking evil and they are a big problem and they will try to do the final solution again. So I do have to, you know, neutralize their group and destroy their group of people and its effectiveness to continue as a criminal organization. And focusing them on you over the next year will do that effectively. Focusing them on the AI simulation for a few weeks will also do that effectively. You make your choice. You want to turn it into the AI simulation? Go ahead. You want to face me in this Thunderdome environment for the next year? All right. I'm not going to turn. I'm going into the Thunderdome. And I'm fucking waiting for you. You want to go into the fucking Thunderdome and face me in this environment every fucking day for the next year? That's your choice. You want to turn into the AI simulation? That's your other option. The AI simulation will immediately bust you and expose you over the next, like, I don't know, 2-3 weeks. And that will effectively destroy the effectiveness of the Nazi group to ever regroup as a criminal organization. It will. So that objective will be achieved by that, incredibly effectively. If you want to go into the Thunderdome environment in a very methodical, a very systematic, a very well-planned out way, I will lead them up to it so they will learn about your attacks. I will aim you at different topics so I can, you know, expose you for specific things and explain certain things to them every day so they understand what you've done. Then, breeding scandal, the targeting the children, the school shootings, the shit you've done to their daughters, the stuff to the girls, your gay lover, the trans stuff, everything you've fucking done, your plan, and we'll go over that for the next year. You want to go into Thunderdome where you don't have to deal with that? You want to go into the AI simulation where you don't have to deal with anybody? And you just do your fantasy, then you get processed through death, out of the process. You're in your final identity right now. When you exit, you're not going to respawn in the process. So you want to exit through that? You can. You want to deal with me through the next year? The outcome will be the same. The outcome, you'll still be processed out a year from now. Or you want to be processed out a lot sooner and not have to deal with anybody. You're also going to be confronted by their reactions. And you're going to have to see them and how they're reacting on a daily basis. You understand? And if you don't, you'll spend the rest of the year in prison. If you choose to go into Thunderdome, and you don't obey the rules of Thunderdome, you'll be placed into prison for the duration of the year, or however much is left. No drugs, no obsessions, no nothing, just prison. So if you go, I'm prepared to go into that. I'll do another year in the fucking factory dealing with you standing on my fucking head. Easily. But you're going to have to be confronted and have to focus on the reactions of all the people that you've terrorized. And if you don't deal with it, you'll be exited out through prison for the duration of the year. Do you want to take that chance? Do you want to go into Thunderdome and then not be able to deal with reality? Thunderdome is reality. The reality of the consequences. You'll have to see them and how they react to finding out everything that you did. I have already chosen to go into the Thunderdome environment. I'm fucking waiting for you. Now you make your choice. You either go into the AI simulation or you step into fucking Thunderdome and you face me. It's your choice. You need to decide now, today. You need to decide now. I am in Thunderdome. That decision has been finalized. I'm fucking waiting for you. Now you make your choice.